Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Mindless Banter 25 Q&A. Welcome.
It's about time.
About
25,
time.
25, huh? Seems like we've been doing this. It's all backwards.
Is it?
Well, just so they fit in between. I'm like, man, 25 is not very many.
It is a lot, though, when
everybody's
you think.
Everybody's probably like, ugh.
A little stupid, mindless banter. Yeah. But we're here to answer some of your burning questions. Do you want to just get rolling, Cam, or do you want to do a little small talk?
You can talk as small as you want.
How's your day been today?
It's been crappy, actually.
Has it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I've ever heard you say, it's been a great day.
No.
It's always been crappy.
I think it's just because Thursday, and I'm like, I got to rush over here. I feel like the day always turns out to be a nightmare schedule. I don't know why.
I don't know.
I got all
why
these new patients.
Do you?
The last one at the end of the day says, hurt my back, fell off mountain.
Fell off mountain.
I was like, wow.
Jeez, I got to hear this story.
Yeah, it's like coming in by life light. What's going on?
Fell off mountain.
I know. I was like, Jesus. I want it to sound pretty bad.
And by mountain, I meant a mountain
of
pillows.
When I need pain meds, I want to crank it up to level.
Just need to get my pain meds. That's funny.
Well,
let's just get rolling.
Yeah, let's do it.
So the first question came from Peter Werner. He says, I got a question for y'all's next Q&A. He says, I'd like to know what Cam thinks about the increasing use of antibacterial soaps, given they kill the good and bad bacteria, thus essentially damaging your immune system. Could the widespread use of these soaps actually lead to an increased risk of a pandemic, SHTF?
Bath and Body antibacterial soap,
mm-hmm.
SHTF scenario.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I don't think it would cause a pandemic, but it is obviously contributing to antibiotic resistant
we don't
bacteria.
Like that. That's not good, right?
It's not good.
No.
And like studies showing just regular soap, mm-hmm. alcohol,
mm-hmm.
even just washing your hands off with water is almost just as effective. So don't.
That's crazy.
Don't piss with those antibacterial
don't
soaps.
Don't piss with it.
So they really, they are doing harm, and they're really not any. They're not any better than alcohol and just regular soap.
So don't use it. Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Just get normal soaps.
Just go. Yeah.
Just ivory or something.
Yeah.
I guess
you can take like an ivory bar and microwave it. And it just like turns into like this massive amount of weird foam stuff.
I've heard about that actually.
It's like, what the freak?
Maybe we should try it.
We should
do a video.
We'll want a pillow? Boom. Just microwave an ivory bar.
Soap pillow.
Put it in.
That would be awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Soap pillow.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Now, yeah. I don't know if I answered your question.
I think you did. Yeah.
No pandemic from bacterial soap, but it doesn't help.
Yeah. Okay. You want to read the next one?
Justin Langham.
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 Out of all the SHTF scenarios, which one truly scares you?
Mm.
Also, are there scenarios you would be kind of excited about? I know I sound like a jerk asking that, butthole. Hashtag cream of corn is the best corn.
Creamed corn is the best. It's so true, though.
Yeah, it is.
We've had this question a couple of times.
Yeah, we have, actually.
But we're going to answer it again because we're those kind of guys.
We change.
Yeah. I always say for me, pandemic is the worst. That's the thing that scares me the most because I feel like that's the one where I'd have the least amount of control for some reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it's like an airborne disease, like sometimes there's nothing you can do, right?
Yeah.
And so
I'm exactly on the same boat there.
Yeah.
That's the scariest for me.
And it's just like the things that could happen to you.
And I feel like it's one of the very most likely things.
That's the worst part,
like
too.
We're due for some nasty bug to kill a bunch of people.
Yeah. I mean, when was the last big one? Was it like the flu in like 1918? Or has there been a big one since then? Like a big one?
I want to say the big one. That probably is the last big, huge. I mean, smallpox was a huge problem.
Yeah.
And it, mm-hmm. I mean, just not only not necessarily kill you, but cause all these major issues.
Mm-hmm. And so that's been 100 years since we've had like a big major.
Like big pox is coming.
Yeah, medium pox is on its way, you know.
We're progressing.
Yeah. And then as far as the ones you're excited about, it's obviously the zombie apocalypse, but that depends on which zombies we get.
Yeah,
because
if
we get like those fast suckers from like World War Z, I'm not excited about that. That would creep me out and I would not enjoy
really
it.
Bad.
But if they're like the slow, lumbering, walking dead zombies, that's not scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would just be fun. when it comes down to it,
would be fun.
Right? You're just like picking off slow lumbering zombies and like hitting them with bats and, you know, just doing like splattering brains.
It'd be really fun. Yeah. That's always been probably like truthfully the one I'd like. But I'm like, aliens would be pretty fun too.
Oh yeah.
One, the technology would be kind of scary. Maybe they outdo us. But if they look like the pictures, big old eyeballs, huge heads, I mean, perfect targets. They're ridiculous. But there's also on the flip side, there's a lot of reports of the little tiny ones. That'd be terrifying.
That would be
like
terrifying.
Like billions of little terrifying aliens attacking. It'd be funny and scary.
Like Mars Attacks. Do you remember that movie? Yeah.
So I'm like, aliens would probably be a close second, maybe. Yeah, either or.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I like that.
That'd
one.
Be pretty funny too.
Aliens or zombies, or maybe zombie aliens. We don't know. That's the best of both worlds there.
That would be.
Thanks, whoever that was that answered that.
That was Langham.
Justin Legham. Bill Fry asks, you know the question I'm going to ask. Yeah, we do. But what was the one thing that you've done to piss off your wife so bad that she made you sleep on the couch? That's a good question.
It really is a good question.
Honestly, I can't remember a time in the last 15 years or whatever it's been that I've actually had to go sleep on the couch that she said, like, you can't sleep here. You know what I mean? I don't think there's ever been a night, but my wife might argue with that, but I really don't remember anything. There was one time that she got like the most mad she's ever been at me. It was like, we'd only been married just a short time. And she absolutely hates and despises the F word. She does not like it, Cameron.
Mine didn't like it.
Yeah, and so we got in a fight, and I don't even remember what the fight was about. It was probably something stupid. We're in the car, and I got so pissed off that the F word came out. It came out somehow, and I don't remember even what I said. But she was so pissed, she threw an entire 64-ounce soda directly at my face, and it went everywhere. It was bad. It was like
an
explosion of Dr. Pepper inside the car because I said the F word.
Oh, you're in the car.
You were in the car. Yeah. Wow. So that was probably the worst.
That's funny. The most matches swearing ever. Was like probably the most shocking and disappointed my wife was with me.
That's funny.
Because I do everything to not swear around my wife. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know how sometimes, but there's been instances where it slipped out a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But I remember we were married like 6 months or something. And if we were in school, both of us were going to college.
Yeah.
And I came home and I was home early and I was like, sweet, I want to play some Madden. And like Madden's the most frustrating game on the planet.
Yeah.
And I was like,
cheating game.
I think I had like two interceptions and at the end, you know, I threw the third interception and I lost it. And I like threw my controller. And I was so we lived in an apartment where you come in on the main floor and it's two stories but the door you come in is right above the room I was in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, and I had it like, I think I had headphones on. So obviously I didn't hear anything going on. So I freak out. I was like, oh, and I used like every swear word in the book, combining new ones, creating like things that don't make sense that just sound awful. And I went on for like a minute, like throwing the controller, squeezing it, like letting it crack under pressure.
Yeah.
And I stop and I hear the front door go like shut.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no. And I like kind of walk over and I look down the stairs and my wife's just staring up at me.
And with a tear, a single tear.
Pretty much. And I was like, I didn't even know how to like get out of it. I was like, am I say a friend's here? I'm like,
that was somebody else upstairs, honey.
He crawled out the window. Don't worry about it.
He just left. You just missed him. Foul mouth sucker.
Did you not see him? He walked right past you as you came in. But
that's hilarious.
The only thing she said is she's like, was that you? And I was like,
was that you?
Yeah. And she's like, I can't believe you said that. It was just like something like, I'm disappointed. Like,
and that makes you feel worse. Like,
yeah, it did.
Yeah.
So that was it.
That's pretty lame. The most in trouble we've been have both been just from saying a bad word.
I've been in a little more trouble, but.
Have you?
Yeah. We won't talk about the those other troubles. Things I get in
they
trouble.
Were bad, huh?
Not real bad, but.
Yeah.
That one's the one that stands out to me that I was like ashamed of myself.
Yeah.
Like, She knows the true me. Yeah. And she married me.
Yeah, that's funny.
Anyway.
That's hilarious.
So we're on Delphi. Soteria on the road. How do you say that?
Soteria?
I don't know.
Soteria Underwood.
Soteria. What would you do if the zombie apocalypse started at Costco and you just happened to be in the same Costco? Would you get to roof access, crawl through the air ducts, grab all the free samples you could carry, make some weapons out of groceries? And why don't you guys ever have guest speakers on or interviews?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Yeah. Like, what if it happened and you're at Costco? I mean, it's good luck and bad luck.
So Costco is one of the most awful places on earth for me.
It really? You don't like it?
Like, it's busy. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's huge and busy. But every time you go to check out, there's two lanes.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like 16 miles long.
I rarely go to Costco.
I hate
so.
It. Like, I got rid of my card this year because I was like, screw this place. Screw you, Costco.
Screw you.
And I don't really need 5 loaves of bread, you know, or
like a 40-pound loaf of bread.
Yeah, I need 2 6-pound bags of pretzels. I'm like, I don't like bulk very much.
Yeah.
And I'm a prepper. It
doesn't make sense.
But it's like that stuff doesn't store well, you know?
Sure, yeah.
So anyway, so I wouldn't be there in the first place. But
yeah, okay.
if I were, the first thing I'd do is I would raise a thing of water and cereal on the forklift, and I crawl up there and sit up there.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Unless
just wait, let them all eat themselves.
Unless a zombie like bumps into the controls and starts driving
slowly
around.
Going down.
Yeah. Oh, what do I do? What do I do?
There's cornflake candy.
No, that's a good idea. I like that. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I've never understood this about The Walking Dead. You remember like in the first like couple of episodes, they figured out if you cover yourself in the zombie guts,
yeah,
they don't get you.
But they forgot that skill.
And then it's like 6 seasons later, then they try it again or something. It's like, what?
I know. I'm like, where's this only comes out in dramatic events.
You weirdos.
Oh, you know what? Remember that?
Yeah. I mean, that would
We've lost a lot of good people.
How many people you killed? the first thing I would do is I would take out a zombie. It's not that hard, right? Yeah. You take one out, you cover yourself in guts, and then I would just like low key shop for the rest of my stuff, right? Like lumber
just
around.
Get what you need.
Just like throwing the pickles in the car, blah, blah, you know, doing that. Get everything I need and then just lumber on out to the van and load it up. That's probably what I would do.
And as soon as you walk out the front doors.
Yeah.
Can I see your Costco card?
Yeah,
no. Oh, it's still going.
Wow, I didn't know that. Did
you know there's a zombie apocalypse going on in there?
Yeah, and then as far as the second question goes, why don't you guys ever do guest speakers or interviews? Number one is we suck at doing interviews.
It's hard. It's weird.
We're not good at it.
No. We play off each other.
Yeah.
We don't play off other people.
We don't play well with others. That's kind of how it goes.
It's hard, like, how Kobe and I's personality and, like, it's hard to make that flow with another person.
It is. It's tough.
People think we're idiots. And when they have to be part of the podcast.
They think we're idiots either way.
Yeah.
But yeah, but if you get them on here. And
that's what I mean. Like,
yeah.
To get them on there and firsthand, they're like, oh boy.
This is not good.
These guys
but we do really want to do some additional stuff at some point, you know, bring on some guests. But we just haven't got around to it yet.
Yeah.
Okay?
We'll get it.
We'll get there. Jeez.
On our plan of things.
Thanks, Soteria. I don't practice soteria. Matt Groves from the lunch table. Oh, this is from the lunch table. He says, if you were sitting on the toilet in your bathroom in an apocalyptic snowstorm with no electricity and a tree fell onto your house and trapped you inside your bathroom without any way out and no communication with the outside world and you knew it would be a week before anyone could dig you out, how would you stay warm and survive? That is like a very specific scenario.
I know. I feel like it's like a card. Like one of those survival games.
That's what it seems like.
Oh, that's a long deal.
Exactly. So this was a tough one. I had to think about it for a minute.
I'll just do mine because I would have just instantly die, be trapped in there with my own turd.
Well, hopefully.
I usually bail out of those places. My whole bathroom, I have to walk off for like 4 hours.
Do you? It's like the whole wing of the house is just unusable for like
basically.
2 hours, is what you're saying.
So I'd be dead.
Yeah. Okay. So I thought about this actually for a minute. Like, it was stupid how long I thought about this, but I did figure out some ideas. This is what I would do. So I would make some sort of like an apocalyptic concoction from like the 9,000 bottles of like hair and makeup goo that my wife keeps in there. Because, you know, there's just like, there's a plethora of like every type of chemical known to man in my bathroom. And I guarantee you, if I found the right combination, I'm starting a fire.
It probably would heat up on its own.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just going to start flames. Like, you just got to get it mixed right. There's so many chemicals.
Oh, Lord, bottle hot.
Figured it out. Yeah, there it is.
Blow my way out of here.
So then you get that, and then I'm going to start like a little chemical fire. It's going to smell glorious. You know what I mean? For one thing. So I think that's how I'm going to stay warm. And then to the second half, like, how are you going to eat? That's the hard thing. Because, you know, you got water because you got your bathtub and you got your sink.
Yeah, you still have a bathtub.
You can drink out of the toilet if you have to, right? But that's going to be the hard part. But again, my wife saves the day. So there's enough of those. I guarantee there's something that she has in there that's like natural coconut, avocado, chili pepper, bean flavored.
That's probably true.
Hand cream.
I wonder if you can just eat straight coconut oil. I know I got a big bottle.
Yeah,
of that.
I don't know, man.
You're probably right.
Like hand cream or hair serum or like eyelid makeup remover or something that is like makeup natural. You know what I mean? Like nose
acetone safe, right?
Acetone, exactly. Like,
I think that's all natural. If
yeah.
I remember.
Hair straightener, curler.
That's true.
I don't know.
Probably more stuff in there.
Yeah.
I mean, for one, you got a tree. So you just carve that up and make
exactly.
a fire. But
yeah,
you do have some chemicals.
You do have a tree. I didn't even think about that.
Chemical warfare.
Yeah, but I guarantee there's something that you could actually ingest.
You have napalm on the tree and burn forever.
Well, you cut some bark off the tree, put a little avocado, chili pepper hand cream on there. You get yourself a sandwich. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess the tree makes a difference. Like
it does.
It's pine, that's a little trick. You could eat pine cones.
You could eat, or the sap.
But if it's like a maple tree, beautiful sandwich.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be glorious. You know?
Maple sandwich. Maple leaf, delicious.
Mm,
this time of year.
That's I guess, that's what I would do.
Yeah, it's good. That's I was like, man, Kobe has that down. Thought about this before.
This is the second time I've had this question. Let me just go regurgitate an answer.
We actually have an upcoming podcast about bathroom
very specific
trap.
Scenario. How to survive a bathroom trap in the winter
with a tree.
With a tree. And,
yeah. So, thank goodness for our wives.
Yep.
We probably could survive.
Thank you, honey.
Alfred Gunn.
Mm, with two N's.
Is that the gun from the director? Isn't his two?
Is
two
it men? James?
I wonder if he's related.
Oh, it's probably his cousin.
Gotta be.
Gotta be his first cousin.
Are there any audiobooks that y'all personally recommend for the average prepper?
Yeah, I go back
always to listen to a ton, so
Survival Theory. Actually, I read it, but there is an audiobook, Survival Theory. It's
that
a good
would,
one.
Yeah.
By Jonathan.
Tell me to listen to
Jonathan Hollerman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think listening to like the scenario. Just kind of how it plays out. Like Blackout was great for that.
Oh, the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not really an audiobook.
Oh,
but.
Crap. See, and when I was looking at that, I was like, I know audiobooks, but not podcasts. I don't know what I was thinking. So, yes, I was thinking opposite when I could have been. Mm. As for audiobooks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
I've just been listening to the survival, like real life, you know, like the endurance. I think I said that. Mm-hmm. Like, I like to listen to what like they went through and how leadership skills took place and morale was kept up. So I've been listening to the endurance, like Shackleton's.
Yeah.
Like just stuff like that.
Cool.
So I think, you know, if you bury yourself in that to think, oh yeah, well, what if I was in that scenario? It helps you to prepare better.
Oh yeah, for sure. I completely agree. There's
the podcasts are great too. You should listen to those as well. You should read questions correctly.
You should. Dan Goshorn. Goshorn. I don't know.
I did that to myself when I read it.
Did
too.
You?
I was like, oh Goshorn.
Goshorn.
That's a sweet last name.
What's your favorite kind of cheese?
Let's just keep moving. Is it my?
I don't know, bro. Mine's not moving at all.
I think it's because I keep leaning on it. Anyway.
As far as cheese go, I just feel like mozzarella is a great all-around cheese. Put it on your pizza. Put it in your salad. It's great.
That's like you're standing up in like big argument. Well, I think mozzarella has a lot of good factors that make it number one.
Let me show you the pros and cons. It's white, creamy.
It's always beautiful. Good. Mozzarella always good. Is good.
It is. It's great. And then if I eat on a sandwich, I like to smoky type provolone.
Provolone's good.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. I just like cheese in general.
Just but all
my
cheese?
Favorite's, I think, extra sharp cheddar.
Is it?
Like that white aged. It's in the black package.
I don't
cost like $15. Tillamook. That's like my favorite.
Is it?
It's brittle. Like you just touch it, it's like crumbles. Oh, so good.
I'll have
cheese
to try
whiz,
that.
Close second.
Oh, I love cheese whiz. Any kind of liquid cheese is
good.
Yeah,
it's super easy.
And nacho cheese.
You eat it from the can.
Yeah, what kind of.
Squirt it on everything.
What kind of cheese ain't yours?
No.
What kind of cheese ain't yours, Cameron?
Cheese whiz.
Nacho cheese.
I was like, what cheese whiz? I'm talking about cheese.
It's a joke.
No, I didn't get it.
You didn't.
But yeah, those are my two cheeses.
Good. I like that.
But I'll eat any cheese.
Now you know what kind of cheese we like.
String cheese and mozzarella.
Yeah, it is.
So that's great.
It is great.
I was going to say that, but I'm like, Kobe already stole it. It's got But I do prefer that extra sharp cheddar.
Good.
It's delicious.
I like it. That's how I like my knives, too.
Yeah.
Extra sharp.
Yeah, dad jokes from Kobe.
Yeah.
All right.
Want to read the next one?
Eric Townsell.
Mm-hmm.
What Townsell today? We got an award Townsell.
We got a
town Townsell.
I got a Christmas tree. Gonna put the Townsell on later.
Make fun of everybody's last names.
We should. Everyone now.
Jerks.
We're gonna make fun of it.
Also, Kobe, what caliber rifle do you hunt with? And I said, also, Eric, I have guns, too.
Yeah, I don't know why you went specifically with me, because lately Cam's done more hunting than I have. It sounds like I do go out hunting a lot, but usually I have a camera in my hand and I'm not actually hunting anything. Yeah. It's just like I get all the work and all the cold and all that without the reward.
That's funny,
of actually hunting anything. But I do have several hunting rifles,
weapons.
I've got a 270, you know, it's great for deer hunting or anything like that. I've got a 223. It's good for them yotes and those foxes or whatever else you want to shoot. And I got like a 20 gauge for birds and 22s for rabbits, you know? I don't know.
Does your AR shoot the 223?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Sure does.
I wish I had more guns.
I wish you
did, too.
I just
got a 22 and a 22 and a 22.
It's 322s.
Three 22s and then I have a two shotguns. That's it.
It's
all I need.
You need to get you a high caliber rifle.
I do. I don't have one.
Buddy.
I want one.
Special John says, where do we put our trash in SHTF? I basically live in the city, so burning trash might become a regular thing, but it's definitely not a common practice now. Yeah, so.
I think it's John Special or Special John.
I don't know.
John Little? Little John.
Little John. You know, in apocalyptic situation, I think burning is a great option, but obviously that depends on what your situation is, because you could attract a lot of unwanted attention if you got a big burning pile of trash in your backyard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But if you put a bunch of trash out front, I ain't going in there.
That's probably true.
So you might
just throw it all in the front yard.
A bunch of people.
But again, then that comes back to sanitation. That's not the most sanitary situation to be living in.
Make you sick.
Yeah, make you sick.
Make you sick.
I like to put it right on my well. My well's out back. I just pile it all
up. Water cleans it all up.
Water, it's a great
it
great
dissolves
way
to, in water after time.
That's what I've heard.
I think it depends on the city, so you could literally put it wherever, depending on your city.
You live in Detroit?
Seriously. Like, even parts of Portland, Oregon, I was like, well.
Really? Pretty trashy.
You don't even need to put trash anywhere. Dump it outside.
Just dump it out the backyard.
The rain will wash it away. Or you just throw it over your fence. Let your neighbor deal with it if they're still alive.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because you could do that.
Just get a nice fence that you can't, you know, it's full on private.
Yeah.
Then you'll never see that trash again until it stacks up high enough.
Hopefully.
When I lived in the same neighborhood with you, remember I dumped the grass over the back?
Oh, yeah.
And one day I dumped and it like came back in my face and I was like, what the? And there's a mound like clear up to the top of my 6-foot fence. I was I've been dumping it for a while now.
That's funny.
But yeah, now
that's good stuff.
Now it's developed. I'm sure that was fun trying to push that grass.
I'll bet it was, man.
You can't get this level. It's grass everywhere.
Yeah.
Now we're on to Schmick Cottage.
Yeah. Schmick Cottage.
If each of you could hypnotize the other, sounds weird and weird desire here.
It is a weird desire.
What would you have him do, and what would be the trigger word?
Oh, this was a fun one. Yeah. I liked this one. So
interesting, a little creepy.
It is really creepy, actually.
Oh, if you could,
if you guys can hypnotize each other. He's in the corner in the dark on his phone writing this, just like giggling.
The back of the public bus, like,
yeah, that's what he is. You dirty bastard. Yeah. Ew.
Maybe if you guys could hypnotize and touch each other.
Ooh, maybe you could hypnotize me. We could have a hypnotist party.
Oh, jeez.
You disgusting creep.
I wish I could do that. I wish I could hypnotize.
Give me the answer right now.
I'll skip through this podcast and hypnotize question. Anyway, Schmick Cottage, you probably aren't dirty, but maybe you are.
So for me, here we go. The trigger word is going to be two words, actually. It's going to be, you know.
I'd be in and out of hypnotizing.
Like, it would be like a constant. Every time we're together.
He's in, he's out. He's in, he's
the
out.
The podcast, it's, you know. We say it so much.
I've been
much.
Hypnotized 55 times that podcast.
And I actually hate bringing it up because now you guys are going to be like, what the fudge is wrong with you guys? You say it constantly. It is so hard not to say it.
It really is.
I have tried several times and now I've just given up. Like, I don't care.
I have two.
We're still getting downloads. So
the
I'm like,
know podcast.
Yeah. So it would be, you know, every time one of us said, you know, that's when that.
So some of you have become,
it would start
numb to it. Thank you.
Yeah. But what would happen?
It's a good trigger word though. I like it.
Yeah. So when that is triggered, I would have Cam sing and do the dance to Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears.
So Kobe took it to a creepy level too.
You remember this, the one where she had like the red?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Of course I remember it.
Every man remembers that.
Yeah. That late 90s?
Or early 2000s, I don't know. Yeah, probably late
90s. No, I think it came out, yeah. It had to have been like 98,
99. That was on her second album. Yeah. I still got that one on vinyl.
She hit a couple of platinum. My trigger word would be like. Because people get awfully offensive when they hear that a few times in our videos. You sons of bees.
Yeah.
So that'd be my trigger word. And then I'd have Kobe slow down on correcting my pronunciation and reading under pressure. I'd let him have a little more patience with me.
That's a good one.
I'd be like, it's all I ever wanted. Wanted.
Corrected
me before I even could correct myself. Funny.
That's a good one. I like that.
I'd slow his mind down a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that, okay. Cameron.
Yeah, yeah.
Adrian Inc. 91 said, if aliens invaded, what your best course of action?
I'd just lock myself behind all those little trinkets and tricky locks and things like that. Those big hands are a disadvantage to that race of alien.
That has to be one of the funniest things in that podcast.
That cracked me up so much. I still think about it. It's like big three fingers, like trying to do a little lock.
Trying to get a master lock key in or something. You just can't, they can't do it. They're idiots. They're fumble fingers.
Oh man.
I just
love like the drawings and the sophisticated race and they have, you know, they have force fields and lasers and their hands suck. How could they even build any of
it's
that?
It's like a single finger that they can just like bump into things. They can't do anything with them.
Bulgy tipped. Like, they didn't build anything.
Those guys aren't building microchips. Are you kidding me? There's no way.
Either they have some other like planet that's their slave.
Yeah, exactly.
That's building all that for them.
Because they're not doing it themselves. There's no way. Yeah, so for me, I mean, I think the biggest thing is staying away from those locations that you know they're going to, which is like the White House, Mount Rushmore, Golden Gate Bridge, downtown Manhattan. Every movie, when there's aliens,
Golden Gate Bridge,
they all get destroyed.
Yeah, that's true.
So just make sure to steer clear of those areas, and you're probably going to be all right.
I think that's true.
I think your chances of survival are pretty good, really. Just,
go to small town farmer's market. Yeah. They're not going to attack that.
No, they're not.
You don't see that in movies.
No, you don't. And so, and then the next thing would be to go listen to our episode on surviving aliens.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
For sure.
Yeah.
Everything's in there.
Everything.
We couldn't have covered it better.
No, we couldn't have. So there's your saving grace.
Good,
y'all.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Jamie Newell, 89.
Mm-hmm.
Born in 89, or she's 89 years old. I don't know.
89 was a great year. That's the year Burbs came out. The Burbs came out.
Oh, was it 89?
Mm-hmm.
That is a good year.
So there you go.
How many fingers do you really need to survive? So maybe.
Okay, I said, if you had a thumb and a middle finger, I think you're going to make it.
Yeah.
So here's why I think. Because you can still give a thumbs up, and you can still give the bird. You got both.
I like that. Was good. I just put all you need your index. Poke, pick, point, smell, taste. It's like, all you need is that one finger. It doesn't.
No, that's poison. Good thing I got this finger to test it out.
You're not gonna shoot me.
Stop. Go over there. You'll survive.
You got a bullet hole. Plug it. Point. Dig stuff out of your eyes. You just need that index finger.
You got something stuck in your throat, you can pop it out.
Yeah, yeah. And my dirty smells funny. Yeah, your index. You can do everything with it.
Okay, so maybe one. Do you want to go with one finger then? Is that what we're saying?
I don't know. How many? Yeah, I mean, I think you could get by with one if it's that finger.
If it's that finger. If you just had a pinky, that would be horrible.
Just having one index. Might as well lose the hand. Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Oh. Shame, shame.
You can do shame, shame still.
Shame, shame.
Oh, and you can still play like the football game if you needed to. you can still do goalposts.
You could. If you had enough of your thumb left.
Yeah.
You still flip it.
And you can still say, I'm number one. You know? Still got that.
Number one prepper. You can
still check the way the wind's blowing. Lick your finger and put it in the air.
Screw the fun dip thing. All you got is a finger. You can taste test and mix.
You can still eat your cheese whiz.
You can mix. Mix. You can still type on your phone and keyboards. I still do it all day long.
Exactly.
I don't even need any. So the index is my number one.
Okay, I'm
don't going. Lose the index.
I'm going with that too. Oh, okay.
But a thumb and index would be the very best.
Yeah, because you can still pinch things. Well, you know what I mean?
Just flip, flick.
You still
flick burgers.
Nipple twisters if you needed to.
Talk dirty.
Well, I guess you can nipple twister with two indexes if you had to. You can put them together.
You can put a screw, like a bolt. It's twisting a nut on with both your index fingers.
You might be able to shoot a gun. You could hold it down with one and pull the trigger with the other.
Yeah, you probably could.
You know?
You'd make some kind of thing. You could, like, a ring hole on the front of your gun.
You could hold a knife if you had to. I don't know.
You could spin your keys. Oh, you kill time.
Still do that, yeah.
So, yeah, I thought that index.
Turning on the vehicle is going to be the hard part, because to turn the key.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you got a push button. Then you're good.
Just go with modern
cars.
You're going
to have an automatic push button.
Drive. Oh man, that was a great question. Thank you for putting that out there.
The world is better off.
My question is, how many fingers did Jamie have? Because yeah. Is that what they're like?
He's got eight fingers.
Am I okay?
Please say at least eight.
Come on, please. Six. Good.
I'm good to go.
Safe. But literally, you only need two. Well, yeah. One, but
one on each hand.
Oh, good stuff. Did I read that or did you read that?
I think you read that. I'll go to the next one.
Oh, man.
A Lagadoy 10 says, Lugadoy.
Oh, Lugadoy.
Lugadoy at 10. Mm. 1 through 9 was taken. What would be the worst holiday for an SHTF citywide 5-day scenario?
One mistake. One. Dang it. Two. Dang it.
Lagadoy 3. Gosh, dang it.
I had to go clear to 10? Man, that's right.
Freaking A.
How was there more than one Lagadoy? All right. Sorry.
It's popular back east.
My cousin, that son of a...
Third most popular screen name in Kentucky.
This side of the Mississippi, Lagadoy is number one.
Lagadoy 10.
I'm at least top 10.
What would be the worst holiday for an SHTF citywide 5-day scenario?
I think New Year's would suck.
New Year's, that's a good
so
one.
So either
yeah.
If they're drunk, they're going to be calm and it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be total like falling off from balconies and like.
Yeah.
Like. Just chaos. I think after, like, New Year's Day would be a total nightmare.
Or, like, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Because that one's pretty bad, too.
Yeah. Just completely plastered.
Yeah.
They can't function. Don't know where their bug-out bag is.
I'm going with Halloween. You know?
It'd be confusing.
You imagine, like, these crazy rides with a bunch of, like, slutty nurses running around and, like superheroes running around. You don't know who's good and who's bad.
Help me, Captain America. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait. He's a dick.
He's drunk.
He's a rider.
Captain Hook.
Captain Hook, yeah.
Confuse everybody.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Rider Captain, everywhere.
Captain Hook, yeah.
That would be super, like, confusing.
It would, yeah.
Be, like, kind of nice, too.
Are you talking about because of the Captain America?
Because of the Captain America. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the ghosts.
Oh, yeah. Thor.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That would be confusing. That would be a mess. Yeah. Underscore Red Nick. Creative there.
Yeah, I know.
Thus far, what has been your favorite episode? What has your least favorite?
That's a good question. I like these type of questions. Red Nick, my favorite one has been the civil defense episode. I don't know what it was about that, but it was super fun.
It was really good.
It was super fun to research.
Yeah.
The episode itself was super fun to do. It was different. I don't think I've ever heard an episode like that on any other prepping podcast.
No, and
anywhere.
Yeah. Now, when we got research and I learned a ton of stuff.
Yeah, like, then we had like a lot of like extra audio that we brought into that one too, like some of those old ads and
yeah, it was an awesome stuff. I agree that was a really hard one to beat.
Everybody should go listen to it again because it was great. And as far as my
we also covered like the bunkers in that one because that one I liked.
We
too.
Did talk about remember. Well, we had a bunker episode.
Yeah, I think that's the one. I kind of liked that one.
That one was good too, huh?
Yeah. But I really liked our Alien Invasion one.
Oh, Alien Invasion,
It was pretty useless, it was funny.
It was not useless. We've already had a question on it today.
That's true.
Come on.
That's true.
Actually, I think we've talked about aliens several times today already.
Yeah. We're experts.
So as far as my least favorite goes, probably like the first four episodes. When it comes down to it, like the first 20 episodes were bad.
Seriously, were.
And not like they're much better now, but they were worse.
Yeah, yeah. We couldn't find our groove for a long time.
No, it took us a while to figure out what we were doing.
And we were more sensitive to people like, I don't like your voices. So we tried to take the voices away and then that worked out horribly.
Yeah.
We've learned some things. It made it worse. Mm-hmm. We now use more voices.
Stop saying, you know.
Yeah.
It's too hard.
Okay.
It's hard.
It is. Yeah. Sorry. It's just what it is. Mm-hmm. So we are what we are.
Yep.
Accept us.
Lost in Texas 45 says, if shit hits the fan while you are at a theme park, what theme park would you prefer to be in when it happens? Like Disneyland, Disney World, Universal Studios, Six Flags, etc.
Six Flags.
Flags. So that one's, it's a different one. You've never
been there.
Six
Flagrants.
Yeah.
Flagrants.
Yeah, I'm going with SeaWorld.
Yeah.
Cameron.
Okay.
Because I feel like if I had to like kill a whale or something, I could live off that blubber for a long, long time.
Good.
And you can burn it to stay warm, although you'd be in San Diego, so you won't be that cold.
That's true.
But,
why start a fire?
Why start a fire? No, 90 why not? Degrees. And then you could play with the dolphins if you wanted to, you know?
Yeah.
So you could stay entertained.
You could stay clean. The little fish that nibble at your hands.
Oh, yeah.
And clean your hands off.
Do they
swim in there?
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, fishes.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, the fishes. Fish and nibble.
Weird, like,
I don't know what
French
happened
voice came out.
Ooh, yeah. Fish.
Ooh, yeah. I guess that's more like Austrian or something. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Very good.
Man, San Diego must be the place because I'm like, I just go to like San Diego Zoo.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
You'd have animals to eat.
Yeah.
Animals that could be your defense.
Yeah.
Like you just crawl behind the lion's cage or live in the
army
middle
of zebras. Just jump in the snake pit. Ain't nobody running in there.
I got bats. I'll let them go.
Hey, y'all, stay out. I got a bunch of bats ready to let go right now.
Come right after you.
You ready to get rabies or what?
I don't know where these have been. And monkeys are fun to watch.
They are fun to watch.
So you could just like be entertained, be protected, and have food.
Gorillas
are freaky, man.
They're super freaky.
They're scared. That thing, that's like way worse to me. If those things got loose,
there's
a gorilla takeover.
Yeah. Oh.
Like Planet of the Apes. We should do that episode.
That'd be really good.
Because I'm like,
that's creepy.
They just rip your arms off.
They have like pure power, man. They are just scary.
Like not like a ton of smarts, but super powerful. That's the worst combination.
It is the worst combination.
It's throwing cars.
I
want
to say something else, but I'm not going to because there's something that reminds me of.
I know what you're
going
to say.
Yeah, okay, good. But like really, that just scares the... You're just hacking on a bone. Yeah, so that's a good one. I like
that's
that.
Kind of, yeah, that'd be terrifying. I never thought about that scenario. ape takeover. Wow.
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry, I'm already scared.
I know.
Where are we at? Blood hands, tears ran. Yeah.
Maybe you have to say it fast. It's like Mad Gab. Blood hands, tears ran. What am I saying?
What are you saying?
Blood hands, tears ran.
Blood hands ran.
Oh, you just said it. You just said it. Say it again.
I hate that. You're like, you just keep saying it. Blood hands ran.
Blood hands to ran.
Blood hands.
Blood hands to ran.
But Amsterdam.
Oh, Duran Duran.
There is a post-SHTF virus that causes your voices to change. What type of accent would you most like each other to get?
I want Cam to have that French accent. Just something about the way he says croissant.
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 It's just, it's a good time. And if I could have that all the time, I would love it.
That is, yeah, I can't do it.
You ain't got no virus.
I think Kobe, the Russian, he does that good.
Oh, the Russian.
It's funny every time.
Yeah, it is a good time. Anytime.
What's the Molotov song?
Is the Molotov cocktail. Yeah. I don't know where that even came from.
We were playing, it wasn't Uncharted. It was
The Last of Us.
Yeah. Throwing Molotovs. Yeah. And Kobe, every time he'd craft one, it's a Molotov cocktail.
Oh, comrade. Yeah.
The Russian's funny.
The Russian is good. Yeah. Mr. Agonizahut.
Maragonizahut.
Maragonizahut. If you could change the ending to a movie or a book.
Mr. Agonizahut.
Agonizahut. Yeah. Agonize it. Agonize it. I don't know.
Maragonizahut.
If you could change the ending to a movie or a book, what would it be and why? Cameron.
I don't know. The only one that came to mind, and it's not something I've thought a lot about.
Yeah.
It just popped into my head was the end of, I just forgot the name of the movie.
Oh.
The one with Will Smith and the freaky things in the light.
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend. Yeah. I wouldn't let him die.
Yeah, okay.
He had so much prepared. And
he did, yeah.
And I think the alternate ending, he doesn't. He goes with them to, Maine or whatever.
Oh, really?
So,
like in the book?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, they have an alternate ending to the movie, too.
Oh, they
that
do?
That you can watch, yeah.
Oh.
But him, finding it and then getting it out and dying, I don't like that. I want him to live.
I don't want Fresh Prince to die.
No.
I don't like that.
So, I don't know.
I'm going with Titanic. This is the stupidest ending to a movie ever.
Yeah, that is a dumb ending.
There is enough room on that damn door for Jack to get on.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to die in the water.
Yeah. It's true.
Rose is just being a little hoochie. She's just like, don't want you to die, Jack. I don't remember what happens. Yeah. But all I know is that he didn't have to die.
Jack. He breaks his hand off. Lets him fall to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah. Well, then doesn't she throw the thing in the water at the end, the old lady?
She should have died.
What stupid old lady does that?
I know.
I'm just so senile. I'm starting to throw expensive jewelry into the water. You know?
Yeah, seriously.
Come on. All right.
Yeah, that's that movie just makes me mad.
Makes me so mad.
Leonardo did not have to die.
Yeah.
True. Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that.
Andrew.
What are the top three most useful things you've learned from doing this podcast over the last 3 years?
That's a great question.
It is a good question.
It is a great question. Thank you.
Number one, I have a speech and reading impediment.
You didn't know that before.
I didn't know it.
But at least you know now.
But only out loud.
Yeah, sure.
I can read to myself with purity.
Yeah.
No mistakes ever.
I'm so damn good at reading when no one's around.
In my mind, I can read everything so good. And then two, basic food and water applies to every scenario, so do it.
That is so true.
And then number three, Bigfoot's a dick.
Well, why do you think Bigfoot's a dick?
Because he didn't show up.
Oh, yeah, prick. And, yeah, you're right.
And the groups that he's created that are after him, they're dicks too.
I agree. Oh, they're all, every single one of them, yeah.
So,
so for me, number one is you can't please everyone.
No way.
Because when we first started this, we tried this guy said this was bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Let's change this.
We were changing things.
Yeah, these people said this. And you try, it's like, and then you learn that, it's impossible to please everybody.
Especially this day and age.
Yeah, so just do whatever the crap you want.
People are offended.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Even that your podcast is there on there.
Mm-hmm.
This is black and white. I hate it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Why is this just audio? This is stupid.
People nice are casual capitalized.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I wanted to listen to about stock tips, and I'm listening to you. Why?
Why is there drums at the start of this?
Oh my gosh. Drums are the worst shit at a
piano.
Music
blurs everything out.
Yeah, you can't please everyone. Number two is have thick skin because people are dicks.
Yeah, it's true.
Like,
do.
Badly. Like, I can't tell you how many negative comments we get in a week, but it's a large number. It's in the double digits. I mean, people, they want to tell you how bad you are, what you're doing.
Yeah, I am totally, like, I feel like I'm pretty good at criticism.
Sure, yeah.
But I do not see the point in, like, just, mm-hmm. you know, just flat out, obviously, your own opinion criticism.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just...
It's like, why?
Yeah.
That scene that you filmed, the sun like was super bright and it was the worst film I've ever seen. I wasted my whole life watching this. I'm just like, dude, I don't care.
Yeah. It's like,
you don't need to voice your opinion on everything.
And so I've learned that you got to have thick skin, especially if you're doing something like we're doing and you're putting it out into the public. And you just have to learn to let it go.
Yeah.
Because at first it was so hard.
If, like, we've done any harm in this,
I'm sorry.
For free. Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
I know there's people like, I want my money back. Well, you didn't pay anything for what we're doing, so chill your bones.
I love the comment. Like, and there's a lot of them that's like, it's a waste of my time. Wish I could take my time back. It's like, you're watching YouTube all day in the middle of the day. Like,
yeah, it's your fault.
You've wasted way more time than anybody.
Yeah. So that's my second one. And the third one is, this one is, anyways, most people never do it because they don't try.
Yeah.
And that goes to a lot of different things. But like with Cam and I in the podcast, when we're going to start this, we're like, we don't really know what we're doing.
We don't. Like, we still don't.
Yeah, we still don't. But we just did it.
Yeah.
And so I just think it's a lesson that everybody can learn. Like, you can do something. You just like have to make those steps and actually do it.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people, there's a lot of things they want to do or they think that might be interesting to do, or like things that you would actually be really good at, but you just don't do it. You're too scared to make the first step, or you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. Who gives a crap? Just go do it.
Yeah, I like those. Those are good.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to tell my kids all of these tonight.
Yeah, I think they're great.
You can't please everyone, son.
You can't.
And you have to have thick skin, mm-hmm. and people don't do it. Just do it.
Yeah. I mean,
it's true, though. Like, it's just trying it.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything special about Cam and I at all.
But I can guarantee you will get criticized and people will be negative about it.
Yes.
No matter what you do and if you're perfect at it.
So screw it and just do it.
Yeah.
Cam and I are in no way like more talented or special, but we just did it.
Obviously.
It's very obvious. But we just did it. So I say that to people. Go, like, if you're listening right now and there's something you've been wanting to do, just freaking go do it.
Seriously.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just go do it. And it might work out.
Can't wait to see the more casual preference.
Yeah. It might work out. It might not. But at least you tried it and then you learned from it.
Yeah.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I know.
Beautiful message.
It's inspiring.
Caressa.
Mm-hmm.
Any more film projects in the works?
Mm-hmm. Casual preppers or other.
Oh.
You didn't finish.
I didn't finish.
You know, I wish there was. Right now, we don't really have anything specific.
Yeah, you've been busy doing your real job.
Yeah, so in my day job, I do have some things going on. There's a couple of hunting films coming out. There's a couple other that I'm working on in the next few months that may release. But nothing specific with casual preppers. We've had a lot of interest in doing Gone Chapter 2. And we'd love to. But again, it comes back to the money to do it because it's expensive. It's expensive gear. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of planning.
Yeah.
Cam's a horrible actor. And so, like,
I am a horrible actor. I'm a horrible actor and I'm a horrible time organizer.
Yeah. So it's very hard. So it takes a lot of money.
It's a busy time of year for both of us,
yeah,
you know?
It really is.
And so it's like, getting the time to do it is just hard.
Yeah. So we'd love to. So if you guys want us to do like Gone Chapter 2, honestly, probably the only way it's ever going to happen is if there's like a Kickstarter or a GoFundMe that is started for it. Because we're going to need several thousand to make
it
happen.
You can all get together and do the video.
Yeah.
And we will
release it.
And Kobe will edit it.
Exactly. So anyways, nothing specific right now, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
Last one. Jack Layer. Do you worry that the podcast could make you a target for looters should SHTF?
Yes and no. Quite a few people say that. And like, and we joke around. Like, honestly, I joke around about the, or do I?
Yeah.
You know, I'll make it a bunker. Or do I?
Yeah.
I don't really care. Like,
no.
people are going to find whatever they're looking, you know.
Yeah, I just think that we're pretty geographically isolated out here. Yeah. If there is a large SHTF situation, I'd only have to worry about people in this area most likely, right? I just can't imagine somebody from, you know, Idaho or Montana saying, oh, I heard those guys on the podcast. I know
Let's
they got
drive
stuff.
All the way
Let's
down.
Drive down to Vernal and see if we Middle can of find freaking them. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't worry about it. Yeah. And I also feel like most
maybe
people are good.
Maybe he's scouting it out a little bit.
Could be, yeah, I know.
Well, you guys worry? Are you locked? Is your stuff locked up?
You got a security system?
Yeah. Which particular room you got the guns in? I was wondering if it worried you any.
So yeah, yes and no. But most really, I don't worry about it that much.
Yeah, I don't either. Well, that's that.
That is that.
Good questions.
It is really good questions this time, funny. Guys. I love Q&A.
I
love Q&A time.
I do too.
It's always good stuff.
Yeah. I like to hear other people's ideas of what they worry about running into and how we respond because
yeah,
it turns into a big freaking joke.
Yeah, I agree. So anyways, that's it, guys. Appreciate you guys hanging around and listening and whatnot. Make sure you're subscribed to us and follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Subscribe on YouTube.
Yeah.
Facebook.
We got more podcasts up our sleeve.
There's more coming.
They're coming.
Every single week.
Yep.
So make sure to go visit our sponsors. That's kind of what keeps
us going.
Perfect
time of year to go do it.
It really is. Go.
If you want ideas for gifts, do it.
Go to BattleBox. Go to trybattlebox.com/casualpreppers. You're going to get a free knife with your order.
Yeah. Even if you don't want the subscription box, they have gear that you can.
Fantastic
like,
gear.
Super cheap deals.
Exactly. Survival boxes. Again, if you're trying to start your survival cache, your food cache.
Yeah.
Freaking use
easiest
our code.
Way possible.
Use our code Casual Preppers. It's great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
TacPack. If you like shooting ARs, you're a dum-dum if you don't have.
Yeah, you're already
pack.
Losing.
You're losing money.
Ground on this.
You're losing money. So go to TacPack.com. Use our
code
Casual Preppers.
You can have every attachment by now.
Yep. Anyways, thanks guys. We'll see you later.